You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
I keep seeing celebrities post, me in the 90s versus now. Well, the person staring at me in the mirror is definitely not the same person that could pull off bootcut jeans. Time creeps up on us so slowly, you don't see it until suddenly you do. Same thing goes for your bills. A dollar here, an uptick there. It's a slow burn until one day you realize the price you're paying now is way higher than when you signed up. But at T-Mobile, customers had the lowest wireless bills versus Verizon and AT&T over the past 5 years. And with T-Mobile on their experience plans, you get a 5-year price guarantee, so you know exactly what your plan price will be for the next 5 years. So at least that's one thing that won't change over time. I can't guarantee you'll still look good with frosted tips, but T-Mobile can give you a clear guarantee on your wireless plan.
Lower bills based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 21 to Q4 25 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. Price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Exclusions like taxes and fees apply. See T-Mobile.com.
The Pixie Dust Podcast is just the magical escape you need. Annie Fry here, host of this All Things Walt Disney World podcast for Disney lovers old and new. If you've never been to the most magical place on Earth, or if you're a weathered pro, you'll love navigating the reservation guidance, resort recommendations, must-eat foods, must-see attractions. We discuss it all. And with your help, join the conversation where we tackle questions, answers, tips, and tricks for your next vacation. Find us on Facebook and subscribe to the Pixie Dust Podcast on radio.com. So Annie Fry here, along with my co-host, Erica Murphy, with Magic Expeditions, to talk about Disney World Vacation Package Extras. Hi, Erica. How are you doing today?
Hi, good. How are you?
Good. We got a nice new intro for the podcast, and we hope to put these up on the Annie Fry YouTube channel in the Pixie Dust Podcast playlist. So please subscribe there and also follow us on the Pixie Dust Podcast Facebook page. Erica, I've noticed you've been sharing some updates. We've had a lot of updates. It's March 16th, 2023 right now, and recently here we've gotten kind of a barrage of news updates from the Disney company.
Yeah. A lot of new character meetings, which I'm really excited about. You can now meet Moana.
That's which, exciting.
I mean, yeah, I'm very excited about that. And Mirabelle is now going to be there. And then they've kind of given us some behind the curtain scenes of what's going on at Epcot, you know, the plans that they have, the reimaginations that they've had there. So a lot's come out about that.
Awesome. Well, today we are going to talk about some of the things that you can do with your Disney World vacation. Some people will say to me, Erica, from time to time, like, what's the thing you can do to make it really special? And so we're going to talk with you about some of those things as a Disney World vacation planner, but broader than just Disney World, Disneyland. You can do Universal. You can do even more than that. You know about these things, and I'm sure that you've gotten a lot of feedback from clients along the way. And I'm sure that, you know, when people ask that question, it's very personal to what the person going on vacation might be interested in.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think too, you know, once you go, you get a taste of the magic and you want to go back. It's very rare that somebody goes once and is like a one and done. So it's little things that you can add to your vacation to kind of make it different. If you are an every year type of person or an every couple years, you know, maybe you're going for something special, an anniversary or a birthday, and you know, you just want to do something special while you're there. There's a lot of add-ons that you can do to make it even that much more magical.
I completely agree with that. I've partaken in a few different things that might be considered extras. I've been to, I don't know if you're going to talk about this, but an after hours party. I've never been to a holiday party, but there are just options and available opportunities for people to add a little something to their Disney World vacation. And like I said, there's a whole host of reasons why you might want to do this. Of course, as is with most things with Disney, these things generally probably all come with a price, but there's no better example of the value of your time versus the value of your money experiment than when you're at Disney World. So Erica, why don't you kind of walk us through some of the things that you have recommended, and maybe even if there are ones that maybe you don't often recommend for whatever particular reason, ways that you can plus up your Disney World vacation with adding in a package.
Yeah. And I wanted to start out by saying too, that anything on property or your reservation can be used with a gift card. And the reason why I say that is because a lot of people ask what they can do like for gifting. So like say grandma or aunt and uncle want to give a Christmas present to a kid that may have a trip next year. They could give gift cards and they can use it for these type of things, these type of reservations. So, you know, I have on here like the Bippity Boppity Boutique or Building a Droid. And it's something that, you know, it's a little more tangible than just, you know, giving a gift card. You could say, here, this is to go build your lightsaber. This is to go build your droid. This is to get your princess makeover. And it's something that can also be gifted as an add-on to your package.
Yeah, that's such a, those are great examples, great ways to start off. And I mentioned this at, usually in a podcast somewhere, just so that people understand the context of my relationship with Disney versus Erica. Erica is a lifer. When was the first time you were at Disney World?
I think I was six. So there's a 5-year difference between me and my brother. So yeah, I think I was about six.
And your family found themselves going back year after year. So whenever people talk about like Disney World purists and people who are talking about the legacy of different things, that's not me. That is Erica, though. And she is connected and attached to it in the best possible ways. I went in 2018 on first family Disney World trip. My husband and we took our three kids and we said, let's do it this year, because our youngest was two, which means in Disney, she's free. And if you get the opportunity to include a kid for no cost, we said, let's do this now. And we were basically saying, we'll get credit for being good parents and going and do the Disney thing, check it off the list, never have to worry about it again. And now we are DVC members, which means to say that we have purchased the Disney World timeshare, the Disney Vacation Club, and we find ourselves going back minimum of 2 times a year, but maybe 3, sometimes 4 times since 2018. So this is still pretty fresh and new for me. But we come at this from very different angles. So you work with Magic Expeditions. You're a travel agent specializing in Disney vacations with Magic Expeditions. Your organization, your agency has been earmarked by Disney, meaning that you have special recognition for your knowledge and performance and your ability to plan these trips for families. If you want to focus first, if you were like I was on my first trip, mm-hmm. and it was like all about the kids, you just mm-hmm. mentioned Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, you mentioned building a droid, and you mentioned building a lightsaber. Mm-hmm. Now, some of these things might super be for the kids. Some of them might not be. What can you mm-hmm. tell us about those events?
Well, and it depends, I guess, on who you're asking, because while I don't think I could sit in a Bippity Boppity Boutique chair, I am more excited to get that done for my niece than I think she will be excited to do that. So I want to see.
What happens in this magical experience?
So they turn him into a princess. So there's different packages that you can get that's from like, I think it's $99 is the least expensive one, up to $200 and something. And I always tell people that if you're going to do it, you know, you can bring an outfit from home. So say she wants to be transformed into Belle, you can bring your outfit from home so you don't have to do that. And they sit in the chair and you have a fairy godmother and she does your hair and she does your makeup. And I say makeup And it's, you know, they're for little girls. So it's very age appropriate makeup, a little glitter, little lip gloss. You know, it's not anything that's inappropriate. They do their hair and slick it back. They have a magic wand and they sprinkle glitter on it. And I think the, the most amazing thing, and I know this is really hard to believe, but when I watch these videos of children that I don't even know, I get teary eyed because seeing their little face, they turn them around in this chair and there's birds that, you know, they have like animatronics that make it look like the curtain is
being real
spun
birds.
Back. They are really birds that help you get
real,
ready.
Yeah. Real, actually Cinderella's birds. They just are so happy to help with the process.
That's ironically how I get ready in the morning too. So
yeah, there's definitely things squawking when I'm getting ready in the morning. Birds.
Oh yeah. But they turn them around, the birds come, the curtains come out, and the mirror comes out, and they see themselves as this princess for the
first time.
Oh, Annie, it is so sweet. And it's like, it's worth every penny. And just seeing the looks on their little faces when you see them in the mirror with this gown and they've really transformed into this princess. And then they get to walk around the rest of the day with this little sash that says Bippity Boppity Boutique. And they have their hair done, tiara, and, you know, whatever they decided they want to do. And it's just, it's magical.
I think when you're explaining that, and I'm thinking about, people who, because I went to Disney World for the first time when I was 6 and a half or maybe 7. Mm-hmm. And there are things that I remember, but when I have gone through and found the you know, 3x5 photographs from the Kodak cameras that we had to go get printed, a lot of my memories are, I think, from the photographs that I've seen over the years more than they are actual natural memories that I have because I was young. And, and it just, you know, things, I don't know that we... I'm a millennial. I'm a very old millennial. Some people call them centennials. We grew up before all the digital stuff, without the internet.
Thank goodness.
God bless all of it. But we didn't have the constant, you know, where your mom takes 24 pictures of you standing in one place, let alone a 24 roll of Kodak, you know, 35 millimeter film. And then you hope that two of them came out when you get them 3 weeks later. It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Kids, if you're listening right now, that's from the old times. You have no idea. So we don't have those memories, I don't think, as well as some kids might have their memories sustained because they're taking videos, they're taking photos, or they're being able to see them and refresh their memories more after the fact. That Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique thing to me seems like that would be seared, a core memory, one might say, where you... just take that moment where you remember turning around in that chair and seeing yourself. That sticks.
Yes.
And that is it. That would be a big deal. So now, boys and girls, because the Joy Depot, I think the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique actually will do boys and girls alike.
They do. They have a pirate makeover, so you can be a pirate.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. And then the Joy Depot is one that you mentioned. And both my son, who was probably 11 at the time, made one. He's made two since, he's made two total. And my daughter has made one as well. Both of them loved it equally. Tell me about Joy Depot.
Yeah. And, you know, it's so funny because I'm a boy mom and I've never seen Star Wars. So even as I'm like going through some of the Star Wars stuff, I'm like, I don't know how to say these things. I don't know what they, I couldn't even tell you what a droid is, but let me tell you in detail about the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique because that's more my speed.
Yeah. Well, I know the Droid Depot experience because my kids have gone through it.
Yeah.
But I too am not the Star Wars. I am not of the Star Wars nerdery, but I respect it. But I am not of it.
Right.
But your kids might be, your husband might be, you might be, who knows? But it's a great experience where you get to walk in and pick out the pieces to custom design your own droid. And it's, I don't know if I'm saying things that you don't understand, but it can be an R2 unit, which looks like R2-D2 from like the old timey. It's a short robot that's silver with some blue on it. That's an R2 unit. And then the newer droid from the newer series that, from what I understand, is super controversial, but I don't know nothing about anything. So I'm not here to be on your side or not on your side when it comes to those things. But the BB units that have, it's like this, the sphere on the bottom and the little head on top of the thing rolls. It's really cool. And so we've got each one of those, but you go through and you pick the different parts and they're different colors so you can customize it. One of my sons is the colors of his baseball team. And so that was why he picked those.
Yeah.
But it's a really cool experience. And honestly, for me, when that was what they saved their money up going to Disney World.
Yeah.
Because they get to buy one suit. Well, they get to save up money through chores. They get a quarter a chore through the summer. when we go on our family vacation, they can spend it on whatever they want. As stupid as I think it is, they get to earn the money. They get to spend their money. And that's a toy that they bring home and they still play with. And they love to display. And it kind of has that lasting power, whereas there's a lot of stuff that you can buy at Disney that gets put in a suitcase and then stuffed in a closet, never to be seen again.
Yeah. And one thing that I will say, but even though I don't know Star Wars, but do appreciate it, everything that Disney does is so immersive and so thoughtful that, you know, you're picking the personality of these droids. You are personally making this yours. It's not just that you're going and picking something off of a shelf. You know, there's a cast member that goes through and shows you how to put the pieces together and what they mean. And it's a story, and they launch you into the story as you're building this. And then when you take it home, that's kind of your piece of that story that goes with it too. So just the immersive story thing line of it, I think is really part of it. It's part of the whole experience.
Yeah, 100%. My when my son and daughter did theirs each, and I think they might have been different prices each time. So I'm going to tell you that the droid itself is going to be about $100, and then there's a package you can get that has some accessories, including a bag, which is kind of serves as a backpack.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I will tell you, when you make, you have to make an appointment to make a droid. When you go to do this, make sure that you have a thought in your head about what you're going to do with that droid for the rest of the day. If your family is all going on rides together and you're leaving a stroller behind and you're thinking you're going to put the droid in it, I would just be very cautious about where that droid goes, what you do with it. Maybe make the appointment later in the day, or at least when you think, eh, we're going to be going back to our hotel quickly. So about $100 for the droid. You add the package in that comes with the bag and the accessories, and I think it was around 140 or so. It could be a little bit more. And discounts like annual pass holders or DVC applied to the accessories in the bag but didn't apply to the droid. And I think that's even subject to change based on Disney's whims.
Yeah.
And you also mentioned lightsabers. This is definitely, I mean, I won't even let my kids consider it. It costs way too much for something that's really cool that I can't afford for them to break.
Well, I will say I did see a TikTok of Justin Timberlake making a lightsaber, and now that's all I ever want to do anytime I go to Disney, because if Justin Timberlake was there, then that's something that I need to do as well.
If you are a grown Star Wars fan, or if you're responsible enough to have nice things and put a lightsaber on your wall or in your basement or in your office or something, this is, if you're the Star Wars nerddom, I have to think this has got to be the coolest thing in the entire world.
Yeah. And there is, people don't know that there is a cheaper option for that too. So to make your own lightsaber, it is about $200 as of right now. You know, everything is subject to change. But there is a smaller, it's plastic. It's not as intense as the one that you would build. And that's only $30. So if your kid has their heart set on building a lightsaber and you cannot afford or justify the $200 price tag, which who can blame you?
Yep.
There you do have the option to do a plastic version that's $30.
And we have several of those in our house. We absolutely do.
Yeah.
All right. So that's some stuff for people, you know, children, adults alike. There's definitely a lot of entertainment value in, as a parent, watching your kids go through that process. And all three of those things do need reservations.
Yeah.
So when you work with a travel agent like Erica, if it's not Erica, find yourself a travel agent, because they help you schedule all these things. They make sure nothing falls between the cracks, and they let you enjoy your vacation while they help you plan your vacation. You can contact Erica at Erica, E-R-I-K-A, at magicexpeditions.com. Erica, if people are going to use you, how does that affect what they pay?
It doesn't. And in fact, I say this all the time, but we typically can save you money because we know the promotions that come out. And if you have a package that's already booked, we can apply that promotion to your existing package. So we typically can save you some money if you use an agent, and we're the first ones that know about all the promotions that come out. So
she saved me money. She saved me a ton of money. I booked with her, and there was a free dining package, this is pre-COVID, that came out, and she was able to snag it for me, and it saved us so much money because we didn't have to pay for dining. That was fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. What are some other experiences that people might want to invest in to really give them an edge on the Walt Disney World experience?
So one of my favorite that I think is kind of underrated that a lot of people don't really know about is that they do have a Capture Your Moment session, which is a private photographer that you can book for 20 minutes. It's $100. If you have the Memory Banker, which is another plus up, but it's your photo package. You can get unlimited photos taken in that 20 minutes. And the reason why I mention it is because a lot of people go for milestones, whether you're going with multi-generational trips and your grandparents are going or your parents are going. Maybe it's a first birthday. Maybe it's an anniversary. You can have a photo session, professional photo session, outside of the normal photo package that you have with the castle in the background. You know, maybe you want to have it at the Haunted Mansion. You know, you have the option to do that after you get your Bippity Boppity Boutique makeover. You know, have your little girl down Main Street. You can book your own photographer for that. And I've actually had people do like first birthday cake smashes and do like your first birthday there on Main Street with this photographer. And
maybe if you have a proposal or something that you're wanting to do, or
my dream, please let me somebody let me help you plan a proposal, please.
No kidding. Or a Disney wedding.
Yes.
I think that's a fantastic idea, and I am going to be taking.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
I keep seeing celebrities' posts, me in the 90s versus now. Well, the person staring at me in the mirror is definitely not the same person that could pull off bootcut jeans. Time creeps up on us so slowly. You don't see it until suddenly you do. Same thing goes for your bills. A dollar here, an uptick there. It's a slow burn until one day you realize the price you're paying now is way higher than when you signed up. But at T-Mobile, customers had the lowest wireless bills versus Verizon and AT&T over the past 5 years. And with T-Mobile on their experience plans, you get a 5-year price guarantee, so you know exactly what your plan price will be for the next 5 years. So at least that's one thing that won't change over time. I can't guarantee you'll still look good with frosted tips, but T-Mobile can give you a clear guarantee on your wireless plan.
Lower bills based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 21 to Q4 25 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. Price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Exclusions like taxes and fees apply. See T-Mobile.com.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I host a radio show in St. Louis on weekdays, and we're celebrating our 5th anniversary of our show being on weekdays by spending 3 days, 2 nights going to Disney World. Two of the people on my show have never been in there. They both went when they were so little, they don't remember any of it. And I'm thinking that might be perfect for us. $100 and 20 minutes of the photo so that we don't have to really worry about the rest of the time.
Yeah.
Getting those shots. I might have to do that. That's a great suggestion.
I need you to do like a prom picture, please, where like everybody's like glamour shots, like 1980s, like circa, you know, senior photos.
We might have to do one of those exactly for you. So that's called Capture a Moment. Do those fill up pretty quickly?
Yeah. So all of these that they open at the 60-day mark, and it's like the dining reservations where I would definitely recommend booking sooner rather than later because they do book up.
All right. Tell me about the next one while I look to see if they're Capture Your Moment sessions available while we will be there in early May. What's next?
So a lot of people will ask me to, you know, like, we're going for Mother's Day, we're going for anniversary, we're going for birthday. What's something special that I can do as a surprise for somebody that loves Disney? And they have a lot of options that a lot of people don't readily know about. Like, you could do a fireworks cruise, which is one of my favorite things, on the Seven Seas Lagoon, to where you can rent a boat and they have refreshments and they have snacks and they pipe the music into your boat and you go out on the water and you basically have your own little private fireworks show. It's very romantic. It could also be, you know, have 8 of your best friends that go along with you. But there's little things like that you can add on for the Disney lover that maybe you don't know what to get for them. You want to make it a little more special. They have some behind the scene tours that a lot of people don't necessarily want to see the behind the curtain. I personally want to know everything about it. Some people don't. I respect that.
I'm kind of to the place where I know enough to know the things that I like super curious about, but now I'm just like pixie dust everywhere. Don't need to know. Just want to enjoy it. I'm going to completely give myself over to it, but it is to each their own.
Yeah. I mean, they have it's the Keys to the Kingdom tour where they take you backstage and they take you down in the corridors and they let you on the utilidors and they let you see behind the magic and kind of see how they do things, which is really, really cool. And then they also have VIP tours, which one of these days I'm going to do. And I actually, I had a dream the other night that somehow I was friends with Will Ferrell and ended up at Magic Kingdom with Will Ferrell, and we were doing a VIP tour, and I got to ride Tron 3 times.
if Will Ferrell is listening, you would love to be friends with Erica, and you and I should ride Tron together.
And we could ride in 3 times because we are VIPs.
VIP besties.
But anybody can book a VIP tour, and they, you know, I've seen some TikToks and some behind the scenes where they not only guide you through the park and show, take you behind the scenes. You don't have to wait in line. They take you right on the attraction. But I've seen them where they're like holding crying babies and giving kids snacks and entertaining. Yeah. So they really become part of your family for the day. And just really is that concierge level to see the parks.
That's very cool. All right. So VIP tours, what's next?
So there's other things that you can do at the different resorts that are not included with park. You don't need a park ticket. You can just go and do these things. Wilderness Lodge is a very large property, and they have a lot of things that if you are outdoorsy, is that the word that you
use? Sure, absolutely.
Not me. But they have horseback riding and they have archery and they have campfires where they do s'mores. And even though you're not staying at Wilderness Lodge, you can still go and do these things. They have bike rentals at the Port Orleans, and they have to where you can get on the boardwalk. They have
the Surrey bikes.
Surrey bikes. Thank you.
Saratoga Springs has those too. I've seen them there.
Yeah. And you can just go, even if you're staying at, say, you know, Pop or at a different, even at a value resort, you can go to the deluxe resorts and partake in the additional amenities that they have there too. I have a family that their daughter loves horses. And so they're going to do a surprise where she gets to go and go horseback riding while they're there. So there's a lot of just little extras. And, you know, I say so many times, just working with an agent, because when we have these conversations and get to know our families, it's not something that's you know, heavily promoted. Everybody knows about the parks. Everybody knows about the fireworks, but it's these little extra touches that maybe if you're a first timer, you don't know about. And it might just take your vacation from good to great when you surprise your 8-year-old that is obsessed with horses, that now she not only is going to be at Disney World, the most amazing place in the world, but now you also get to go horseback riding. So
sure. Riding a carriage or something like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so working with an agent can really kind of help prioritize and suggest the things that are best for your family.
Yep. If it's not Erica, find yourself an agent that is earmarked like Magic Expeditions is. If you want to contact Erica, E-R-I-K-A, Erica at magicexpeditions.com. A few other things that I would add before we have to wrap this up. We talked a little bit ahead of time, like, do we add Genie Plus into this, the paid service that allows you to reserve lightning lanes or the individual lightning lanes for the big rides like Tron? I would include that comment, but it's definitely something you're going to want to brush up on. And we have a whole episode here on the Pixie Dust podcast where you can listen to us navigate the crazy system that is Genie Plus. But once you've learned it and you've mastered it, you will be very grateful for it. Another thing that I was thinking about when you were talking about is if you're making reservations and you're celebrating, going to a specific restaurant for a certain celebration, often you can order special cakes.
Yeah.
Do you know a lot about that, or can you tell us how that works?
Yeah. And I will say that you can do them directly through Disney. So Disney has a whole department where you could do flowers. If you want to have flowers waiting in your room, champagne, strawberries, you know, having cakes at the table, you definitely could do that. There's also a group that is former cast members that may have gotten furloughed during the last couple of years. And you can also get an outside company to bring in an item like that. They can meet you at the gate. They can meet you at your resort. So if you want to do like a smash cake and not necessarily have it at a restaurant, you can use a third party and just bring it into the parks with you.
And along the lines of some of those former cast members or maybe even cast members, I don't know if they're ones that also offer third party services, but mm-hmm. there are minivans, but you can pay. I would call it a premium lift. Mm-hmm. And basically, instead of getting out of the park, and if you want to go from point A to point B, whether it's park to resort or park to park or park to Disney Springs or park to Target to go shopping or whatever, you can get minivans that will take you on property, but you can also access some of these former cast members or these services that are available to you that can carry you around in style if you really want to, getting from MCO, the Orlando airport, to the hotel or to the parks, however you're traveling. There are really fun ways that you can really add some spice to what you're doing as far as how you're traveling around. I think that that's another thing. If you are looking to maximize the time that you have while you're there, you'll spend a significant portion of your time waiting for transportation. Yeah. And if you sign up to get a lift so that you can get from one park to the next, you're park hopping, and that saves you maybe a total 30, 45 minutes worth of time, maybe even more on a super busy time because you're not waiting for the bus to show up. Maybe you don't get on the first bus that shows up, and then you've got to go from bus stop to bus stop. That can be another way that you can kind of ride in style if you want to, or just spend a little extra money to get a little extra advantage on mm-hmm. the other folks that are doing the thing at Walt Disney World.
And can we talk about how cute the vans are, because they're polka dot?
Yeah, they are. They're red with white polka dots. They look like that classic mini dress
that I absolutely love.
Yeah, I know. All right. Anything else about that you want to suggest about packages that you can add before we wrap up?
The only thing I want to add is the fireworks dessert parties. So you mentioned that they do have, you know, after hours parties. They have different themed parties. Like, they'll have the not so scary Halloween party and the Very Merry Christmas package. So those are themed parties that come out through the year. They do require a separate ticket, but they close down the park. It's a huge party. There's a separate parade. It's a lot of fun. But something that they have typically every night is these firework packages. And it's a dessert party to where they have different beverages, they have different desserts and small bites, and you get a VIP spot to watch the fireworks without having, you know, George in front of you being sweaty and all up in your business.
Putting his teenager on his shoulders right in front of you.
Right. So
you're like, you're 10 feet tall.
George, get down. Get down. Exactly. But those dessert parties are something that you know, you can make a meal out of yeah. snacks
dessert. And cheese. So, yeah. And there's beer and wine and champagne included there. And to me, the huge value of it's a pricey ticket. I think right now they're $99 for grownups. This is something that if my husband and I are going, you know, maybe we're going with another couple or another group of people, whatever it might be. If we're not with the whole family, I have six people in my family, then we will consider for sure doing a dessert party. We make it our meal. You have some drinks and then you get escorted. I'm personally a fan of the pre-party that puts you on the grass in the hub. One time we did the one where you sit down at Tomorrowland and you literally at that point in time couldn't see the whole castle. And I was like, why am I paying for this? Yeah. I don't know how, I think that's the Seats and Treats one where you stay there. I don't know what that looks like right now. So I don't want, cause that was years ago, but, I'm a big fan of the pre-party. I think the after party might be kind of the same viewing experience. You just eat and drink after the fact, but I am an advocate for it, especially if you're going with grownups. I think the alcohol and the time that you save really makes it worth the while to invest in that type of a party. And Erica can help you make those reservations and get, she's helping me do it right now. So I always appreciate that. All right. Mm-hmm. Are we good?
We're good.
All right. Those are some packages that you can add to your Walt Disney World vacation to make it a little extra special. If it's your first trip, maybe you don't know about some of them. Maybe you've gone a few times and you're looking, how can we make it special this go around? I highly encourage you to contact Erica and have her answer your questions. And if you like it and you think she's the one, she is, I'm just telling you that right now, then sign up with Erica and have her help you plan your next Disney World vacation or Orlando area resort. She does it all. Erica, E-R-I-K-A at magicexpeditions.com. Travel agent specializing in Disney vacations with Magic Expeditions. We appreciate you being here with us this evening. And please subscribe to the Pixie Dust Podcast with Annie Fry and like us on our Pixie Dust Podcast Facebook page. And until next time, we will see you real soon.
I keep seeing celebrities posts, me in the 90s versus now. Well, the person staring at me in the mirror is definitely not the same person that could pull off bootcut jeans. Time creeps up on us so slowly. You don't see it until suddenly you do. Same thing goes for your bills. A dollar here, an uptick there. It's a slow burn until one day you realize the price you're paying now is way higher than when you signed up. But at T-Mobile, customers had the lowest wireless bills versus Verizon and AT&T over the past 5 years. And with T-Mobile on their experience plans, you get a 5-year price guarantee, so you know exactly what your plan price will be for the next 5 years. So at least that's one thing that won't change over time. I can't guarantee you'll still look good with frosted tips, but T-Mobile can give you a clear guarantee on your wireless plan.
Lower bills based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 21 to Q4 25 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. Price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Exclusions like taxes and fees apply. See T-Mobile.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.